Is the vicinity 200 feet? Is it 2,000 feet away from the place? I mean, obviously, we have a whole room full of people who would rather there not be any nightly rental in any circumstance whatsoever. And, you know, that part's been established.
We really have to only look at if there was an error of law made here. And I don't believe that there was.
Well, when you look at the vicinity could also look at the fact that it's a triplex, the fact that there is a garage to a separate owner right next to that garage. And I could totally see somebody parking and blocking that garage in and not realizing.
Sure.
So I could see where there's probably some thought process in that vicinity being the uniqueness of that building. So.
And there's no doubt that, you know, these people, they have record, photographic record that, you know, that they have guests of the subdivision that are, you know, imposing upon their public areas and things like that. I mean, if they're damaging yards and things like that, it is injuring the use and enjoyment of the property. So, I don't think there's an error in the judgment.
And again, just going back to recap on that, we're looking at this based specifically on what they wrote, what their decision's based on, and that's what we have to base our decision on, is there an error in that decision. And based on what they wrote, I think that y'all are probably on the right page for that. So I'd say that at this point, we're probably in a position to probably make a motion if somebody would like to do so.
I would move to deny Appeal 22-005A.
Okay. Do we have a second?
I'd second that.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 Anybody oppose? Okay. Okay, we're going to move forward with the next appeal. We'll give it just 1 second. Okay. All right, we're going to move forward with 22-006A, the appeal with the Glendora Apartments. Scott, if you can introduce us to that.
Yes, on February 14th, 2022, the Taney County Planning Commission denied conditional use permit number 22006, requested by Glendora Apartments Incorporated, seeking approval for nightly rental use in the existing single-family dwelling located at 340 West Rockford Drive, Branson. Planning Commission's denial was based on the nightly rental is not compatible with the neighboring properties, and the nightly rental use would injure the ability of the neighboring properties in the circle of drive of West Rockford to use their property as a residence. So again, this is our standard nightly rental staff recommendations to the Planning Commission, which carry over to the Board of Adjustment. Our variables, again, are our bedrooms. So 4-bedroom would have occupancy of 10. Occupancy of 10 would need 5 parking spaces unless revised by the Board of Adjustment. So what you see here, this area here is Holiday Hills Golf Course. There's a couple ways in. One of them's gated, and this one's gated down here. But it's on the back side of Holiday Hills Golf Course. I've got the actual lot and single-family home highlighted. There's 3 homes on this little spur that's actually just part of the public road right away that's platted, almost like a little cul-de-sac. Here's our zoning layer, A1, R1, C2 for the golf course. The condominium units did come through for nightly rental, so they're in R3. And some photos of the home.
If you're going to speak separately, just come one at a time. Or you both can do it side by side.
We'll do it together. This is my sister Leilani. I'm Melanie. Okay. We're the owners of Glendora Apartments. We've purchased the home at Rockford solely, primarily for our family. We have a large family, large amount of friends that come and visit, and we purchased the home so that we'd have a common area to meet together and be together. I own a home in Kirbyville. She owns a condo at Holiday Hills in the condo area on the other side of the golf course. So this home was strictly made for this, to accommodate us. However, why we're not here, our business is in California. We come to Missouri every 6 to 8 weeks. I've had a home here for 17 years. She's had her condo here now for maybe about six to eight months.
And you have family here, and I have my son here who owns a local business.
So we have roots here in addition to that. We came up with the nightly rental idea just strictly to keep the house somewhat occupied while we weren't in use, when we were not here. We're not interested in renting it every single night. We're not interested in abusing it. We own a rental. We own apartments, over 300 apartments. We have a 100-year-old business where we also have a maintenance company that we own, that everything we own, we maintain. So we are used to vetting people, we're used to evicting people, and we are used to only allowing certain criteria to come and go. We were hoping to do the nightly rentals just as an interim when we are not here. Our neighbors were afraid of the parking. We were even willing to lower the number of 10 and 5 to a lower number to accommodate this parking. In the parking, there's two places in the garage you can easily park two people in the driveway. That would be a compromise we would be willing to do. They were concerned about us parking in the cul-de-sac. However, I have pictures of them parking in the cul-de-sac. We never have. At this moment, we are helping out someone who needed a place to stay when their house fell through, so we have rented the house for 3 months. So our neighbor went over and found and asked them all kinds of questions on why they are there. They're only there for 3 months, just until their house became available. It was a way we can make a little bit of money while we go through this process of trying to get approved. If we do get approved for the temporary rental, we'd be using a management company with very, very strict guidelines. And these guidelines have noise sensors inside the house. It gives us the right to terminate them at any point in time. They'd have to get out within hours, at best days, and they would never be allowed to rent from us again. So the criteria we have for a nightly rental is very, very high. And I have no problem kicking out anyone at any time for any rules that they may break. We're hoping that, since I know these nightly rentals come up a lot in a lot of different situations, I don't know if there is any type of compromise or special circumstance, but I would ask the board if they would consider that we give this a go based on only doing 6 nightly rentals in a year and documenting how it went and what troubles there were, what troubles there weren't. We would be the first ones to pull the plug if it was a nightmare. I would love to have communication with our neighbors. Our neighbors had a huge U-Haul in the street. They were blocking everything. I mean, it's just a conversation. It's a knock on the door and say, could you please move your truck temporarily so I can get in and out of the driveway. It's not something we need to come to the board to do. It's just a matter of communication, which I'm more than willing to have with any neighbors in the area. As I said, I'm not here to disrupt. We don't want anything like that. We love the home. We don't want to destroy the home. We want to use the home. So we would ask for the board, if there is any such thing as a compromise or special circumstance, put on a limit in order to kind of give us a way to figure out what's working or what's not working. And if it doesn't work, we'll be the first to pull the plugs. Mm-hmm. We have our real estate agent here who knows all the details of the area. Holiday Hills is mostly nightly rentals. There's ownership there too. But coming into the area, you know that there is a traffic and a coexistence of nightly rentals around you. Our nightly rental people would not have access to the amenities there unless they purchase golf like any other regular public person. So these are the things that we are requesting and maybe asking for some compromise in order to suit us and our neighbors as well.
You guys have any questions for them?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, thank you. Is there anybody else that would like to speak in favor of this appeal?
Hi, gentlemen. My name is Katie. I am the real estate agent who sold the property to the Glendora Apartments organization. I have been very well acquainted with Leilani and her family now for quite some time. I know her extended family. They have businesses in the area. They have the Futureman organization in Kirbyville. This is not just a bunch of people from California coming in to make a lot of money and then leave us high and dry back here. They have roots. They have very deep roots to the community, and the Futureman program has added so many benefits to our community in training up a lot of young men to be better citizens. And I personally, in getting to know their family even more than I already did, I've been just very impressed with the professionalism that they have shown. Any communications with me, I get answers immediately. I personally live 4 miles away from where their home is, and I have personally volunteered that I would be making myself completely available if there are any problems that come up and someone needs to go to the unit immediately. I would be available to do that. I've offered that up personally because I believe in what they're doing. I believe in the value that they're going to enhance the neighborhood. They've all been super to work with. I feel like some of the comments that have been negative, maybe we're a little overblown, and we all hear those night after night. You guys have heard those just as much as anybody else, and the positive and the negative. So I just want to say they've been a great organization. I appreciate that they're trying to think outside the box and come up with maybe a different plan that would work for everybody and have a win-win for everybody.
Okay, is there anybody else like to speak in favor of this appeal? All right. Is there anybody like to speak in opposition to this appeal?
My name is Doug Atwood, and I live at 338 West Rockford, which is next door to the appealed house. And I raised 5 grandchildren, and I bought this house last October, went into a contract, and I went through the bylaws of the neighborhood. And it's Holiday Hills is a separated neighborhood, basically. The housing unit is by themselves, and their restrictions are in their bylaws, and it states clearly that there'll be no businesses in the residential area. And the condo association, now they do have the nightly rentals there. Like I say, I have 5 grandchildren that I bought this house for to raise in. And it's a very tight condo that cul-de-sac that we live in. If you can bring the pictures up, you'll see the directions of the driveway. Basically, I'm the center house, and I have no front yard. And they back out toward mine on one side, Frank back out toward mine on the other side. And I'm kind of wedged in between. All my property is here. It's like a pizza pie is what it is. And she was right. We do park on the, when I have an overflow of children there or grandchildren that drive, we do have to park out on the cul-de-sac because I only have a 2-driveway situation right now. I'm trying to get an okay to build a third one in there. But it's very tight in the area, and I'm very concerned about it, and I'm in pretty good opposition of having a nightly rental there. And any questions? Thank you.
My name is Frank Redburn. I live next to him on the across the other side of the little horseshoe there.